Phoenix Audio presents
On Dangerous Ground by Jack Higgins. Prologue. Chongqing, August 1944. The pilot, Flight Lieutenant Joe Kane of RAF Transport Command, was tired, frozen to the bone, his hands clamped to the wheel. He eased the control column forward and took the plane down, emerging from low cloud at 3,000 feet into driving rain. The aircraft, plowing its way through heavy cloud and thunderstorm, was a Douglas DC-3, the famous Dakota, as much a workhorse for the American Air Force as the RAF, who together operated them out of the Assam airfields of North India, flying supplies to Chiang Kai-shek's Chinese army, negotiating on the way the infamous hump, as it was known to Allied air crews, the Himalayan mountains, trying to survive in some of the worst flying conditions in the world.
"There she is, skipper," the second pilot said. "Dead ahead, 3 miles.
"And the usual lousy blackout," Kane said, which was true enough. The inhabitants of Chongqing were notoriously lazy in that respect, and there were lights all over the place. "Well, here we go," he said, and started down. "Message from control tower," the wireless operator called from behind. Kane switched onto VHF and called the tower. "Sugar Nan here, is there a problem?"